woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
All right, in case you're keeping track, it's Monday, January 25th. But it could be Monday, March 25th from last year. Yep. And we really don't even know anymore.
This could all be a dream.
It could. It could.
A terrible dream.
It's minus four right now, going up to one today. Now, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Something super rad happened this weekend. A trailer for the Godzilla vs. King Kong movie came out.
Cool.
Quick scientific survey around the room. Who wins in the fight, Godzilla or King Kong, Adam?
I could not care less about this.
Producer Jesse.
Godzilla.
Thank you.
You don't even ask me yet.
Jesse.
You know I don't
the
care.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Raptors.
Austin Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Oh.
So is that's it? Yeah.
No, great,
if
man.
A fist bump got turned into a movie, it would be Godzilla vs. King Kong.
All right. Jackson, about you?
I need to give a shout out to the city of Toronto because obviously getting a lot of flack right now, but the city of Toronto running the skating rinks all around the city so well. I went to the Trinity Bellwoods skating rink on Friday. And, like, there's a couple, like, teenagers working there just handling the line, answering questions, being so helpful and so kind. And it was a really, like, nice experience. And there's not a lot of nice experiences right now.
Please check out Jax's good. Video that she shot while she was there. It's on the Virgin Radio Instagram page. It is amazing. And she's wearing your girlfriend's...
figure skating outfit from when she was 13, yes.
God,
yes, it's purple and it is really tight.
Producer Jesse.
I don't know why this feels like news, but it does. Kourtney Kardashian is dating Travis Barker.
It's an odd one, right?
They're a very strange couple, and I don't know what's really going on.
I am really excited to be dating Travis, and I'm sure they have really fun monotone conversations. He's not very excitable
he's
either.
Like,
no.
I gotta play my drums, babe.
Do you remember the show he had on MTV with his ex-wife?
That was him, right?
Meet the Barkers?
Yeah, Meet the Barkers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do remember.
I love this relationship.
Nostalgia, right? Crazy.
Yeah. Is that?
That's what I'm contributing today. It's the Godzilla vs. King Kong movie. And hey, remember this show from 2007?
Guys, the most 2021 headline ever. An artist will be playing at Super Bowl in the TikTok tailgate for healthcare workers.
Oh my gosh.
Is that not the most 2021 headline you've ever heard?
It's all the keywords.
The TikTok tailgate for healthcare workers. Who is that artist?
Oh, you'll find out.
Travis Barker.
Not Travis Barker. Or his show from 2007.
Guys, remember Life of Ryan?
7:10, we'll talk about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
In the most 2021 headline ever.
Yes.
Ah, that 2020 joke's over. Miley Cyrus will perform at Super Bowl's TikTok tailgate for healthcare workers. That's right, it's a TikTok tailgate for healthcare workers.
That's all the buzzwords.
Love it.
You nailed it.
Now, they are devoting 7,500 seats to vaccinated healthcare workers in Tampa. 22,000 people will be going to the game because it's Florida. And they don't believe in the pandemic down
there.
Oh,
there's no pandemic in Florida.
But they are giving 7,500 seats to people that have been vaccinated and are health frontline workers, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Miley's part is very interesting. So this will be the pregame festivities. And the NFL revealed on Sunday that Miley would headline the TikTok tailgate. The event will be curated to celebrate healthcare workers who were invited to attend the Super Bowl. According to the announcement, 7,500 people will be there. Most of these people, they're hoping, will be at the tailgate as well.
Cool.
And I'm sure, as a frontline worker,
as a
part of your celebration, you're like, you know what? I worked really hard so I could see Miley Cyrus in person.
I have saved people's lives from this.
I'm just glad I have TikTok so I can enjoy it.
Now, to be fair, Miley is, like, we make fun. Like,
incredible performer.
She's amazing live. Absolutely amazing. And I'm kind of curious to see, because I remember a couple years ago, there was a big headline about the MTV VMAs.
Yeah.
And the views on Snapchat had, for the first time, outstripped those on TV.
Oh, wow.
And I'm wondering if TikTok will do that again this year. Because they need to have a TikTok strategy. They got to have something going on TikTok. And I wonder if more people watch the Super Bowl on TikTok this year than watch it on actual TV. Because that's what's starting to happen.
One way you can guarantee that, if she plays Party in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
She's at the biggest event in the world. She's got to be playing Party in the USA.
I bet she will. Nope. She doesn't disappoint. Miley's a lot of things, but she never disappoints.
Right. I thought she doesn't like that song.
What's that?
Didn't she say she didn't like that song?
I think she was tired of performing it. She was just like, yeah. It's, you know, I have a lot of other songs in my catalog. But I think she's going to come through. I love Miley Cyrus. I'm really excited for this.
You are great.
I love her so much.
I hope she does Jolene again. I hope she does Jolene forever.
Mwah, best Incredible. Cover. Look it up
Virgin
right
Radio.
Now.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who needs bread when you can have pickles?
Mm. I don't think I've ever said that.
I don't think I have either, but Jax would.
I 100%
Jax
would.
Jax could bathe in pickles. Yeah. So there's a place called in Burlington called Dill Pickle Wraps. Mm. And it's brought the dill pickle wrap trend with Reuben's specifically to Ontario. So it's basically, and we're shouting out some local restaurants because what the hey, right? We need to. Basically, they've replaced all of the bread on their menu with dill pickles. And I was just wondering, would you eat it? Because I think that's too much pickle for me.
Yes!
It's too much pickle. Also, it just doesn't work. I don't know about you guys, but when you're eating a sandwich, and I don't know if you've ever had the bread disappear on you too quick, and then all you're left is with the fillings, I don't like that part. So you're basically just holding a really thin pickle the whole time that you're eating the sandwich, are you not?
But if you're looking for a bread substitute, because a lot of people use like lettuce wraps or like iceberg lettuce and stuff, that's not, like, it's good, it holds it together, but like at least with a pickle, you get something out of it. You get some zest, a crunch.
I do like a crunch.
A kick.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at their menu right now, and it's talking about the whole menu is supposed to be dedicated to pickles. So I'm assuming that everything I'm about to tell you has pickles as instead of the bread.
Okay.
So they started off with paninis. So it's grilled, like, so you imagine
pickle ninis.
Basically, right? So you got a grilled cheese panini, a mushroom teriyaki, rock and roll, which is smashed avocado, herb tomato, shredded lettuce, and pepper jack cheese. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
And then there are pickle wraps.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can get, like, say, a West Coast Club cheddar grilled chicken bacon herb tomato avocado chipotle with pickle.
Okay, that sounds pretty good, too.
There's a vegan menu, so there's a vegan mushroom teriyaki, there's a vegan grilled panini, and then they, excuse me, also have things like a salad with pickles, tuna avocado, cucumber tuna avocado onion, balsamic romaine.
A pickle salad.
I'm assuming that's what's happening. Oh, okay, and then they've got their full pickle sandwich lineup. Yeah.
Some people have such vision, you know? Like, to put all those things on a pickle, good for you.
Sure. We're also just running out of ideas, I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? I just want to give them a shout out for opening a restaurant in the middle of this pandemic. Yeah. Good for them. It's
and
a takeout spot.
They're doing well. And you know, Burlington has a lot of good food places, so maybe
I know.
Dip out there.
The thing is that, like, okay, so TJ, you used to go out there a lot, you know, when we could leave.
Yeah.
And go visit your brother.
Yep.
Jax, you were out there a lot too.
Yeah.
And there's like all these spots and people that people are talking about in Burlington that are like this up and coming. It's this foodie paradise.
It's fantastic. And they also have like a lot of classic places. What's that hot dog place called, Jax?
Oh, Easterbrook's, man. Easterbrook's is the best hot dog
Jax
place
ever. Jax keeps trying to get me to go to Burlington just to try this place. Yeah, why is it so good? What's so good about it?
They're like infamous. I think they've been open since the 70s. I don't know their story fully, but it's like an old diner. It's incredible. They have like super long hot dogs. And I think like Jim Carrey used to go there all the time. Like they have a lot of famous people that come in there.
And
Easterbrook's Jim Carrey went here.
It's so good. Easterbrook's is the best. It's so good. And so many different kinds of hot dogs, boys.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So one of the things you have to do, I think at least once every 3 years, if you live in the GTHA, some sort of, you know, in Southern Ontario, is you have to go to Niagara, and you have to do the strip. You have to.
The hill.
Yeah, you got to do that hill. And you got to do, by the way, that I think that arcade is open 24/7. I've gone to that arcade. I left the city at 12 o'clock at night, gone there, played the arcade games at 2 a.m. and then come home.
Games back never sleep.
Not while I was doing mornings, obviously. Yeah. But just for fun,
where it was
a date I was on. Last night.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, because of what's happened with the pandemic, it looks like we're losing one of the major parts of that strip in Niagara, Ripley's, Guinness Book of World Records Museum.
Yeah.
And so what's crazy about this, it's been open for 42 years. Its last day of operations was September 7th this fall. They announced they are selling everything off. So all the memorabilia from the museum, sculpted characters, displays, exhibits, smaller items such as world record plaques scheduled for Friday, February 12th. So you can actually buy some of these things, including the world's smallest bicycle.
Incredible.
Ooh.
The world's largest pinball game.
Perfect.
And that starts today, and there's actually an auction that you can pick that up on.
Yeah, and those, they're going to go for probably some big prices,
some big money,
right?
For sure.
I want to get something spooky and put it in TJ's house.
How about they have a coin-operated animated electric chair? That's only $1,600. That'd be pretty cool.
What? Why?
It's not a real electric chair.
What else you got? What else you got?
The world champion slimmer weight loss museum display. That's only $400.
Okay.
Ooh, the giant wooden chair. Give me the giant wooden chair.
Oh, the big one.
Right
that,
at the beginning.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Is it right at the front? Yeah.
Makes you feel little.
It's there's a lot of stuff there that I'd be like, there's no way I would want that in my house.
A lot of these things have bids though. Yeah. Like the,
oh, I'm sure.
Okay, so the giant wooden chair, for example, 10 bids.
Mm-hmm.
13 bids on the replica phone booth to just basically show how tall something is.
That's
the
it?
Electric chair. No, yeah, no, it's it. Those are the only two bids. No, I want to find the electric chair. The electric chair has 11 bids.
Oh.
So
yeah, okay. So you buy it, all right? Because it's kind of fun to buy it online.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
You show your friends.
Is it a conversation piece?
Absolutely,
in your
it is. Yeah.
Really?
When it's legal to have people over again.
If you are spending your money on an electric chair from Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, then you have too much money. That's
I agree. I think it's
too much, yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
In what might be the wildest story of the year so far, 17 Magazine published a story with someone impersonating Lily Reinhart. So on Friday, they issued an apology to the 24-year-old actress after they published an interview by someone pretending to be her. They posted a statement on Twitter saying, "Today, we briefly published a story with information we were led to believe was from Lily Reinhart. However, it was brought to our attention that the person who contacted us was, in fact, an impersonator and had no connection to the Riverdale star."
Crazy.
They went on to apologize and all that fun stuff. She even talked about it on her Instagram, being like, why would someone do this?
Yeah.
It's very funny, also kind of scary,
and it's funny,
also kind of weird.
Also weird is that, okay, so you get through, you're the Lily Reinhart impersonator, and you somehow manage to convince this magazine that it's you. On top of that, they didn't say anything controversial. It was just boring.
What's the point?
Yeah, that's what I'm up to.
Like, even she said on her Instagram, she's like, nothing bad was said, it was just not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
People are finding different hobbies in the pandemic,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe that's the thing. Now you got to question every interview you've seen.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of weird interviews, Joe Exotic has reached out to Joe Biden after a failed pardon attempt with Donald Trump. Joe just can't stop and he won't stop. TMZ obtained the emails that Joe sent out to his team from prison, in which he expresses hopefulness that the new administration will come through with a pardon after failing to make Trump's last-minute list. He says he's more confident in Biden regarding criminal justice and prison reform, and claims he watched a TV special on VP Kamala Harris, leading him to believe she can help clean up the corruption in the Department of Justice and other agencies.
Mm.
They have so many other messes to clean up. You know what I mean?
A lot of stuff on fire right now. I don't think Joe Exotic's part of it.
I think in the first 100 days, what he should do is help Joe Exotic. That's just my belief.
Yeah.
Dan Levy's going to be hosting SNL on February 6th,
which
is super awesome. He's going to be joined by musical guest Phoebe Bridgers. I shared the news on his Twitter by posting a photo of the SNL schedule with the caption, OMFG.
Love it. That's huge. That's massive. Yeah.
It's cool news. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
So cool. I remember watching him and Jesse Cruikshank in the Hills After Show.
Yeah.
Like, that was a fun time. Who knew back then that the two of them would go on to so much?
You did?
Yeah, I called it. Yeah, I did. I started an internet blog, and I was like, one day this Dan's going to be hosting SNL, and Jesse's going to be doing her thing as well. And then no one believed me, but look at me now, Dad.
A prophet.
Yep. By the way, I called none of that. All that was my
I didn't think so. By the way, keyword to live rent-free in 2021, two songs from now.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, things you caught a first date doing that they definitely should not have been doing. The thing that makes you pull like an emergency brake. You ever had to put one of those on a first date?
Yeah,
where it's like, my friend's calling me and I must leave. It goes immediately wrong and you must get out of there. There's somebody who went viral for scrolling on his phone. Tell you that story in just a second, but first, we got a couple text messages already.
Yeah.
Tell us the story, TJ. What are people saying?
From the 416, I had a guy stare at my hands and my clothes and tell me how much nicer they were than his ex.
Whoa.
I ran to the bathroom so fast to try and get a ride home and leave.
Don't like that.
No, don't like this one either from the 416. Went on a date, and on the drive to our destination, they hit a raccoon. This person showed zero emotion.
instantly thought serial killer
and aborted the mission.
Yeah. That's really
quick.
Weird. Holy.
Yeah, you just tuck and roll out of the car.
Those are two very intense stories. Yeah. I was not expecting.
Same
but,
guy.
Yeah. So, damn.
He's just out there dating. Now, there is a there's a video posted online of a man, and he has gone viral because he was on a first date. And he was scrolling through his phone. The thing is, this man has glasses. So if you have glasses, they have a mirroring effect. I'm not sure if you realize this. And you can sort of see what somebody's doing on their phone. And the dating app Bumble, in case you've ever been on it, is yellow. Pretty easy to figure out which app you're on if you're on a bright yellow dating app. And this guy was scrolling Bumble. The caption for the video is, "I wish I was kidding. It's got over a million views now."
Oh, boy.
Now the post is marked private, but the Daily Mail caught a few reactions. Yeah. People were, people were obviously not thrilled.
Years ago, I went out for drinks with a girl, and she had, like, Tinder notifications popping up on her phone. She had it on the bar, which is, like, fine, whatever. Like, we're only on a first date. Like, do what you need to do, and you can be seeing who you want to see. But she kept checking them. Like, she kept on opening them and pretending she was going to, like, check, like, text or something. But I was like, you're obviously, like, that's the only thing that's popping up on your phone.
And how long had you been there?
Probably like 45 minutes.
Okay. Like, but wow, even so, like, can you not put your phone down for an hour?
I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I never bring up my phone on like a first date.
Go home, go back on the couch, and then
I was like, I'll check my notifications later, girl.
I love this one from Branford. Hey, hey guys, I had a guy try to feed me frozen yogurt in the form of an airplane.
Ew.
So like,
that's kind of hot.
TJ, don't.
Oh, come in for a landing.
I ran to the bathroom so fast. And this is the stories we want to hear. They were really weird on the first date, and you were like, I got to get out of here.
I'm terrified because I don't know how many of these stories are going to be about me.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. You got another one.
What?
I've been a weird guy on a few dates, is what I'm saying.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you a story for us?
No, but I'm sure there's some people out there with some stories about me, for sure.
I hope so.
Text them in. 999-999.
How big?
So hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999 with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You caught your first date doing something they definitely should not have been doing. What happened? Hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999.
From the 289, this guy showed up pretty high, forgot what he was saying, and kept asking me the same question without making any eye contact.
Nice.
Another one from the 905, he kept asking me if my best friend was single. From the 705, on the first date, I had a guy reach across the table, grab my shoulder, and told me to sit up straight.
What? I would hit him. Excuse
me? Don't do that.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
I guess, like, next level man's
planning.
Oh, like,
it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's been on that. From the 905, we're kissing goodnight, and he licked the side of my face like a dog. It was a little strange.
Some weird people are out there. I think you have to, before you lick someone's face like a dog, you have to know them a little better than the first date. Yeah. Do you not? Also, what are you doing?
It's a bold choice.
No, you know what? Yeah. I want someone to lick my face at the end of the night. No.
No.
Careful what you wish for. Last one here from the 416. I went on a first date. We went to Tim Hortons. He got an ice cap and proceeded to take out his retainer. I had to leave quickly. Good for him for wanting to fix his teeth in his late 20s, but should have left the retainer at home.
No, you gotta do what you gotta do.
What?
I don't know, Jax.
No.
Okay, I think that the texter is being a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, me too.
But you take the retainer out in the bathroom. That's that's the mannerly thing to do.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't not date someone because they have a retainer.
I think it was the etiquette of taking the retainer out.
At the table.
At the table.
Which is gross, which is fair.
Putting it in the case with
That's weird.
String.
Yeah.
And you say, like, sorry.
I feel like there might have been more than just the retainer at stake there.
Yeah, I feel like that was, like, the cherry on top, maybe not the catalyst.
Last one, Teach.
From the 905, kept flexing his arms and telling me to feel.
Oh,
he didn't speak again after that.
Bet he had a barbed wire tattoo.
People don't like that?
No.
Man.
Nope.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Guinness World Records Museum in Niagara is closing and auctioning off everything. They announced this in the news release that after 42 years, the popular attraction has permanently closed its doors. They're selling everything off, which includes memorabilia, like artifacts, sculpted characters, displays, exhibits, even smaller items such as record wall plaques. This is going on till the 12th of February at 5 p.m. this auction. But there's a bunch of stuff out for auction that you can grab, like the world's smallest bicycle. There was the chair that they used for the world's tallest man. And a lot of these things have a lot of bids. There's like 10 to 12 bids per item. It's getting up there in price.
What are you going to do with the world's tallest chair? Or
my apartment's like 300 square feet. Yeah, like, where you fit that in there?
Where are you putting that?
My landlord would be mad.
You'd have to have a backyard for that, for sure.
Yeah, I think
right?
so.
Yeah,
so.
But it'd be a good conversation piece. Hey, shout out to JoJo Siwa, who comes out and has never been this happy, she says. In a post on Twitter, the teenager shared a photo of herself wearing a t-shirt with the words, "Best gay cousin ever" printed on it. She later told fans that she was not ready to put a label on her sexuality, but that coming out felt awesome, which is really cool.
Love JoJo.
And love seeing That's representation so for people who are very young. How do you turn your failed resolution into a habit that you'll actually do? They say that January 17th is the day that most New Year's resolutions kind of fall at the table, which of course was like last week, week before. So they say there's three things you should do. You got to pick something that you want to do. So, for example, if you hate going to the gym, you're not going to stick with it more than likely. So don't pick something that you hate, but pick some things that you can like get around. So, for example, you'll be much more likely to do something like go for a walk or get outside every day. So you make that your resolution. It's all about moving the goalposts a little bit. Number two, choose something that you can do. Like if your goal was to eat home-cooked meals during the week, but you realize it's just not possible with your work schedule, try setting the rule for cooking on weekends. And number three, whatever you choose, it should still be effective. For example, if you're trying to reduce stress and you start meditating, but you notice that the meditation just makes you more aware of how stressed you are, which absolutely can happen, it's not effective and definitely not something you're going to keep up long term. So it's basically just about being real easy on yourself. That's their advice.
As you should
be. Why not?
Yeah. Like,
what's being hard on yourself at this point going to do?
I think we've earned that this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's only one way to properly preface this story about Jax and the awkward blind date book that she received. Jax's father passed away a couple years ago. That's a very important detail to this story.
Integral part of this story, yeah.
So, Jax, explain to us this blind date book that you received. How does this work?
Okay, so Glad Day Bookshop in the Village, which is actually, heads up, the world's oldest LGBTQ plus bookstore. So it's incredible. So it's a wonderful resource for the community. It also holds dance parties. They sell books. They sell food. And now they're available on Uber Eats.
Great
so
idea.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of folks, cooking up food, and then you can order through Glad Day. So I wanted to order some food, and I had also heard that they do this thing called Blind Date with a Book, where you can just be paired up with a random book. They'll send you a book. It's like $8.
Yeah.
You have no idea what you're going to get. Okay?
And so hold on. Now, do you read a lot?
I do. I do like to read. And I mostly read like autobiographies and things like that.
What was the last book you read?
David Bowie.
Oh, good. David Bowie. Okay, that'd be an interesting
That's like
one.
My seventh cool. one. Yeah, I love him. But so I wasn't sure what I was going to get, but either way, I was excited because, you know, support local, and like Glad Day has some wonderful, wonderful literature, right? They have some wonderful books. So I ordered dinner and it came, and the book was all wrapped up and it was so cute, right? Everything's so cute.
Oh, so they hide it so you can't even
see
the cover.
They hide it so you can't even see it, yeah. So nice. It was like wrapped up in like purple cellophane kind of wrapping paper. And my girlfriend Michelle was over and she was sitting across from me, and as I was unwrapping, I was so excited, guys. She could see the spine of the book and what it said on it before I could, and I saw her face just like go white.
Uh-oh.
The book that Glad Day Bookshop gave me is called Long Live the Tribe of Fatherless Girls.
Jax.
Oh, no.
They sent me a book about girls with no fathers, and my dad died 2 years ago. So, you know, like the wind was out of my sails quite quickly. Mm. Ha,
did like, you read it?
No, God, no.
You're saying you don't need a reminder.
You know what? Support local, but like not
but
that. That's too close. Yeah.
Listen, blind dates at the best of time usually have bad consequences. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you should have seen this coming.
Yeah, I think the moral in this story is don't read
why?
Books.
Why would they give anyone that book? Like, why send that book out?
Well, let us know how it is.
Yeah. No,
it's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the question is, who gives better advice? Someone in a long-term relationship or someone who's been through a lot of breakups? It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Now, what are the text messages saying so far, 999-999?
Pretty split. I got two here from the 289. Person in a long-term relationship gives better advice because they've gone through the ups and downs and figured out what it takes to make a relationship work. Those who move around too much aren't willing to make it through bumps in relationships and may give up too easily. Another one from the 647 says, I have been with my husband since I was 20. We've been together about 22 years, married almost 19. I have a lot of single friends, and there is no way I could help them with their relationship because I have no idea what's going on, LOL. The only thing I can ever say is compromising is key, and that's from Natasha.
Okay. And that's like, I think that that's true. Like, my best friend Emma has been with the same guy for like 13 years. They've been married for a couple years now. I would never go to her for breakup advice.
And they're happy and they're jerks. Yeah.
They're happy. They've been through the ups and downs, but like, that doesn't help me with my ups and downs, you know what I mean? Like, I think that folks who have been in long-term relationships don't necessarily get what breakups are like, you know what I mean?
So, the stats... And this is just what people think so far in a survey. And we'll get to ours in a second. 32% of people went with long-term relationship person. They're saying that they're going to trust the long-term relationship person. 17% would like the breakup veteran. Somebody who's been through it. You know, you've been through you've cheated on me, but I still survived.
Yeah.
my heart's like an old leather purse right now, but I made it.
They have more depth, you know what I mean?
It's like 100%. Someone that works with their hands but doesn't moisturize. These things are, these things are weathered.
So the question we have for you is, who do you trust?
Virgin Mornings.
If you don't know the rules, they're like this. We take the first five calls and texts, 416-872-9999-999-999 to text. We want to know who you would trust. I guess I'm in like veteran status level. You got to ask yourself, would you trust me with breakup advice?
No.
Divorced father?
I would, though, because you've seen some stuff.
And it's, again, this isn't necessarily breakup advice. Yeah. It's relationship advice. So it's the whole picture.
The whole spectrum.
And I got a friend named Steve who's been with the same woman since they were 18. They met at a party. And she said that she wouldn't make out with them unless they were dating. And now they're married and they have a child.
Still haven't made out.
They definitely have made out, I think. Never seen it. Now, they are an incredible couple together. Yeah. He does give great relationship advice, but not great breakup advice. So, because he doesn't know, right? But when he's in a relationship, like when you're talking about in relationship things, his problem solving is pretty great. Yeah. And I think that's why it's lasted. So I don't even really know what my answer to this is, which is weird because I'm usually like, this is how I feel.
I know my answer. It's very definitive. I only take advice from people in relationships. And it's not so much that I trust their opinion more. It's just that I trust single people less. Because single people, frankly, we were single for a reason. And people in relationships have somewhat figured it out. And usually
you're going long-term.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no. So Jax, you're short-term?
Always, yeah.
TJ, you're long-term. So are you team TJ or are you team Jax? 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. I'm excited to hear some of the reasoning. I need to be convinced. Because, frankly, I'm a little lost. That's Billie Eilish. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So who do you trust to give you the best relationship advice? Somebody in a long-term relationship or someone who's been through lots of breakups? Now, in a recent survey of the UK, 32% of people said the long-term relationship person, 17% want the breakup veteran, 51% are not sure, which actually is most of the text messages we're getting right now. Yeah. So we're taking the first five definitive ones we got on one side or the other to 999-999. TJ, hit us up.
From the 905, people who've been through more breakups have experienced more things. So it only makes sense that they give better advice.
Yeah.
Now, I've known a lot of people who have experienced a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I would not trust their advice at all. I'm not sure. I sort of agree with where you're going with that. But just because you might be the cause of all the things, right?
That's right. Yeah.
You might be the common denominator.
If you're self-aware, you can warn against doing what you've done.
But if you're self-aware, why are you asking for advice?
No, I meant the other person giving advice. Yeah.
Ignore what I said then. Mm-hmm. Another one from the 416. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather take sports advice from a professional athlete or someone who plays beer league on Wednesday nights? There's your answer. Relationship vets know the goods.
No.
Like, as in, like, long-term relationship vets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you know what? Okay. The thing I will say is, too, long-term relationships are interesting because it is so much based on who you met when.
Yeah.
You met somebody at the right place at the right time and you guys grow together and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just haven't met that person yet.
Yeah.
And so the people that have been through the breakups, it might just be that they were incompatible with the breakup people, right? You know?
Somebody actually brought up that point, sort of. I always go to relationship, long-term relationship people. They've made it work for so long, they've got to have something figured out. Having said that, never go to your parents. They might not have it figured out so well.
True.
Yeah.
From the 905, I'm the single friend in my group, and all my married buddies come to me for advice rather than go to each other. Single people just see the world differently, I guess.
It's true.
Wink face.
And anytime I ask my married friends, like, you know, what's your secret to success? They're like, I don't know, you just kind of figure it out. I'm like, that's so vague and not helpful at all. Or like, you just stick with it. I'm like, no. Like, okay, what does that actually mean, though?
Or they say, like, get a king-size duvet. And you're like, what?
I've never, you know, in the long-term relationships I've been in, and there've been a couple, I've never felt like you fully have it figured out.
No!
I think that's probably why they say that. Yeah. Is it like it's always like, well, we've solved the last problem until the next problem.
So you've been together for 13 years. Like, I know, I'm still holding on.
Last one from the 519. I would trust the breakup veteran. The long-term relationship person wouldn't know how dating culture is now. It's
true.
Very, very different.
Oh, good point. So does the breakup veteran win?
Yes.
Yes.
Score of 3-2.
Now
it's
listen.
Tight.
As
it's
the
okay,
veteran
I'll clap for myself.
Relationship person on the show, I can
Seven
tell you
months,
guys.
Yeah.
Yep. I have it all figured out. So just come to me for your advice and I'll give it to you.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Thank you for that, TJ.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
17 Magazine published a story with someone impersonating Lily Reinhart. So on January 22nd, past Friday, 17 Magazine issued an apology to the 24-year-old actress. After they published the interview with someone pretending to be her, they said, "We briefly published a story with information we were led to believe was from Lily Reinhart. However, it was brought to our attention that the person who contacted us was, in fact, an impersonator and had no connection to the Riverdale star. We apologized, all that fun stuff. Apparently, somebody impersonated both Lily Reinhart and her agent or her publicist or whatever."
You know, people in the pandemic keep them busy somehow.
Well, that's the thing is they didn't even like say anything that controversial.
Yeah, like if it was you would have said something that would have been like a hint or that would have made headlines. This interview would have just passed into the night and nobody would have known the difference.
Yep. Just a weird story. I love it so much. The Guinness World Records Museum in Niagara is closing, and beyond that, they're auctioning everything off. It's been open for 42 years, but it closed its doors in September, and now they have an auction going on until February the 12th, and you can buy a whole bunch of stuff. You can bid on artifacts like the world's smallest bicycle and the world's largest pinball game. There's also sculpted characters, displays, exhibits, and even smaller items like record wall plaques.
Hmm.
So get on
anything
that.
Anything on there you want?
I really wanted the electric chair for some reason. I wouldn't mind having the really big chair.
Apparently the electric chair was so accurate that they had to take it off. Like it's been in storage for a while because people were, I guess, uncomfortable with it.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah, why would you want that?
Because it couldn't even go in the museum. There's like a danger factor to it that I am here for.
Okay. The risky guy.
Well, yeah. Listen, he can't be dangerous, but his chair is.
Hey, shout out to Dan Levy. He's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live on February 6th. The musical guest that night is going to be Phoebe Bridgers. He shared the news on his Twitter by posting a photo of the SNL schedule, which is the caption, OMFG.
Yeah.
How much do we love Dan?
So much. And just like continued success. Just keeps blowing up.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before March 15th of 2020, did you know what a Zoom call was?
No.
I had heard whisperings, rumblings.
I'd never heard of a Zoom. No. I knew like Skype existed and I knew FaceTime existed. Never heard of Zoom.
It was like a second, third tier communication tool, but not a lot of people used it. And then it blew up.
If you owned Zoom stock.
Okay. Yeah.
Before March 15th, you're now basically a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, you're not working.
It's crazy how much money they made over the pandemic.
You're listening to us on the gold radio right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, there is a question out there and a bunch of surveys out there about who you're looking at on Zoom calls. So is it other people or yourself? And then there's a follow-up question. Do you wear pants? Important question. Now, first one. 59% of people say they spend most of the time looking at their coworkers on Zoom calls, meaning they don't look at themselves. Jax, TJ, let me hear yours.
I mostly look at who's speaking, but sometimes I dart around. And TJ, your eyes are always looking for trouble. You're looking around too.
Do you do the gallery view?
Or do you do the person
who's speaking view?
So I do the person who's speaking view. Because I found my eyes were darting around too much and I was trying to find people. So now I just do the person who's speaking view.
Yeah, I switched over too.
But I have found that since I made the switch, that I'm constantly looking at myself. And if you guys look at me on Zoom calls, you'll notice I'm always touching my hair.
TJ's upset because he thinks his hair is long. And you got to look at our videos. You can watch our video podcast, 99.9merchantradio.ca. We think he looks handsome.
He's like, I decided to grow my hair. It's like, you don't have another choice but to grow your hair. Yeah.
So I switched to the one-on-one view as
Same here. Yeah.
And the reason I did that is because at one point, our assistant producer, Michaela, was outside this summer on a Zoom call with all of us, and her dad started cleaning the windows of her house, and I couldn't pay attention to the meeting. Yeah, and I had that was the rest of the meeting for me because I'm like a goldfish. Now, 25% of people admit to mostly looking at themselves. I'm sure that number's higher. Mm-hmm. Women are more likely to admit to looking at themselves because women, I think, are more honest here. 32% of women say they do it, 19% of men. And the survey also asked how many people and how often you wear pants or any other bottoms when you're working from home. 76% say they have pants on or don't.
They have pants on.
Have pants on.
Yeah, 76% said they do.
Wouldn't it be awesome if it was the other way around?
21% said sometimes they don't, and 1% said they never do.
Okay, awesome. So like, because at the beginning it was like, nobody knows that I don't have pants on. It's like, just put on some pants.
Right.
Like, so, you know what I mean? Wearing this for a long time.
I wear pants in every Zoom call, but I will push it a little bit. I'll be wearing sweatpants. Like, I do hits for CTV every once in a while.
Oh, do you do them in your sweatpants?
No, I've done a hit for CTV in my pajamas. So like, I'm wearing a blazer and dress shirt on top and the bottom red plaid.
Smart. Yeah. Interesting. There's a Jason Derulo interview you can catch on our Instagram.
So good, yeah.
This isn't pleasant, but my daughter had thrown up on me not 5 minutes before that. So I had to take my pants off. So I actually did that interview in my underwear.
Really? Awesome.
And I was wearing boxer briefs. Yeah, no, like, I mean, it wasn't like anything weird going on.
So much sex appeal on that call, eh?
All you can see is it's chest up. It's nips up on that one. So you can't see anything else from my home studio. So but I'm fully here to admit that that's my professional duty. Incredible. I didn't have time to go grab pants and put it.
Yeah. Bringing out the old tree trunks.
they are some thick legs.
It's hair pants.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you ready for the most 2021 headline ever? It's not 2020.
You almost said 2020, but we're all there.
2021. Yeah. Most 2021 headline ever is Miley Cyrus will perform at Super Bowl for the TikTok tailgate for healthcare workers.
Every word in there is a buzzword.
TikTok tailgate.
For healthcare workers.
Tailgate TikTok.
Now, one thing I'll give the Super Bowl credit for. I find it still a little bit unnerving that 22,000 people will be at the Super Bowl in Tampa. But remember, it's Florida and they're handling things differently. Not
and
much we can do about
it. None of our business. Yeah.
None of our beeswax. However, 7,500 of them will be healthcare workers who've already been inoculated.
Yeah,
cool.
Which is great. Right. You know, they've got the double dose of the vaccine. That's incredible news. Miley Cyrus will take part in the pregame festivities. And the NFL revealed that Miley will take the stage and perform before. So it'll be 2:30 in the afternoon our time.
Whoa. Ooh, a little matinee.
Okay. Usually the Super Bowl starts at like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
it's like there's like a whole big pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, but you got to watch the 12 hours of pregame.
100%. It is a whole day, and you know what? In my house, it's like a religion. My mom is from America, huge football fan, so part of it. But what I wanted to ask you, and this is kind of a weird thing to ask, but I remember a few years ago, the VMAs, the Video Music Awards for MTV, made history because the actual broadcast was not watched as much as it was on Snapchat. So people watch the highlights on Snapchat more than they watch the actual broadcast. And I'm wondering with this TikTok tailgate, if it's going to outstrip what the Super Bowl does.
100%. And even
before,
because
the Super Bowl gets
$100 million. I know, but having like the access to it afterwards, especially like that'll pump up the view count. And we saw that before Snapchat. And remember Twitter, all the views on Twitter used to be not necessarily than the Super Bowl, but bigger than music or political events. Where you get the views. It's where people are watching.
TikTok's
where everyone's watching.
It all really matters, like Jack said, retroactively.
Yeah.
But if Miley does something that gets people talking and buzzing.
Which she always
does. Oh, yeah. It's the right person on the right platform. So something's going to happen.
Listen, this is a big year. This is a big year for Tom Brady and the Dolphins.
No, nope. Buccaneers.
And
other Florida
listen,
teams.
Go Pats. Okay?
Don't.
Go Sharks.
So you're just going to win.
You know what? Orlando. I'm running
close
out.
To Tampa. It's yeah, about an hour and a half away.
Down the road.
So you're saying Buccaneers? Okay.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.